The butcher.
What is it?
The butcher.
All right. If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what? The meat has...
ruined.
Okay. Would you say, would you ever say spoiled?
Yeah.
Would you say that for me? The meat has...
has spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
A hog head cheese.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver cheese.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of blood sausage?
Yeah, I heard of it, but you I never made it.
Yes. No. All right. I should have asked that differently, shouldn't I? Did you ever take the juice, or would you know what this would be called? I'll put it that way. The juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage, and stir it with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it. Then later, after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it. You know what that would be called? Cornmeal in juice from head cheese or liver sausage.
No, ma'am.
You ever hear of scrapple?
No.
All right. Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call that taste, or what would you say it, how would you say it is?
It's right.
Mm-hmm. What is thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What do you call, if you were to keep thick sour milk on hand, what would you call it? What kind of milk?
Buttermilk. A sour cream.
Well, not quite to that extent. Before it becomes that condition. It has little chunks in it, though, and it's...
clabbered.
What is it?
Clabbered milk.
All right. What kind of cheese do you make from the clabber cheese? If you were making it yourself, we buy it in the stores now in little cartons. Eat it with salads and so
cream
on.
Cream cheese.
Well, now that's the one, the fine one, the smooth one. But the lump one that we buy in the little packages or the cartons of, sometimes we eat it with pineapple on it or with the in salads. Maybe you don't like it, Lucille. Maybe you don't get it.
No.
We eat so much of it, especially when we're watching our diet. Cottage?
Cottage cheese.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Do you ever call it by any other name?
No.
You don't call it smear case or anything like that? Have you ever heard it called that?
No, ma'am.
All right. That's what they used to call it where I came from.
They did?
Mm-hmm. They call it cottage cheese now, but I used to hear smear case. Isn't that something? doesn't sound too good, does it?
No.
But I like cottage cheese. All right, what do you do to the milk the first thing after you milk it? I mean, you get the milk after milking.
You strain it.
What is, now we're going to leave the milk department for a little bit. What is baked in a deep dish? It's made of apples with a crust on top.
A deep dish apple pie.
And you make good ones too, don't you?
Yeah, I make a lot of them.
You bake so well. All right, if someone has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his what?
Food.
Okay, do you ever call that by any other term, any other expression?
Bills.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding? Sweet liquid served with pudding. Milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg. Have you ever made anything like that that you pour over pie or...
sauce.
Okay. What is food, what do you refer to food taken between regular meals? What do you say you